trying to say was people need to stop capping like they really don't like cliche shit. Because anything done to you, you play something to you. I made a song about fucking anime girls back in 2018. Fans wasn't fucking with it because they relate to it, right? Unless you into anime. I made a song about smoking weed with Scooby-Doo. Niggas ain't fuck with it. It's corny. Anything that is not traditional is lame, mid, and corny. At the same time, y'all would call rappers like Lil Baby mid help. People call Currency mid. So what are we doing? A rapper, I understand rapper is making these same cliche things, that's mid. But y'all niggas would call someone that makes a trash, has a trash verse, I mean trash verse, and say it's mid. Basically saying it's okay. So we already butchered the word mid, so does it mean nothing? We butchered the word cope, it don't mean nothing. Niggas don't, people just want the same cliche shit. They act like they don't. You know what I mean? I was watching Andre talking about small talk. It just goes through the same thing. You know when you talk to someone, what is the basic thing that people start saying? Hey, how are you? Hey, how are you? Hey, how you been? That's basic shit. You don't go with interesting topics. You know what I'm saying? But it's weird. When you do it in small talk, hey, do you think aliens exist? Cool. But if you are a rapper or a singer, you make a song talking about aliens, do aliens exist? Or about thinking aliens exist, they call you crazy. Same thing like if I made a song called Anime Girls right now, after making nothing but boom bappy music. I could do it over boom, well I did do it, the Anime Girls remix. Niggas called that shit weird. Niggas just want the same shit. Like, it's 420. I just dropped a 420 fucking EP with two songs that people won't fuck with the most. It's like, but that's music familiar. Yeah. Isn't it not cliche? Know what I mean? Isn't it not cliche? It's very cliche. Yet, we don't want cliche music. We want something that's unique and refreshing. And y'all did this thing making reboots is refreshing, like making boom bappy shit. But it's RDL do this. It's different compared to what we hear nowadays. But if you bring to the not into what's going on and not comparing it to what's also boom bappy, it's not the same shit. It's the same shit compared to what you normally listen to. So I'm talking about topic wise. You know what I'm saying? If I make a fucking song talking about smoking weed with Scooby Doo, you call that shit corny. No matter how it is, the fact that it exists, the fact that you're doing that. Now, since I'm boom, bappy, rappy, rap guy, oh. Now, here's the thing, too. I seen the Tupac, Snoop Dogg, Drake, AI. People are so retarded, they actually think that it's Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg doesn't fucking rap like Drake. People are that retarded, they believe it. But you can't get mad at Drake and call him corny for using AI verses. You know why? You know why? Because before Drake did that, there were lots of Tupac AI albums that fans were, oh my God, this sounds amazing. Fans. There were Drake AI albums that y'all called fire. There were Kendrick, Eminem AI verses. We try to make Eminem sound like the 90s Eminem. You know, this shit sounded choppy. You have fans saying, hey, this shit sounds brand new Eminem. Knowing damn well this shit sounds fucking choppy and garbage. You have a Juice WRLD song. After he died, someone made an AI Juice WRLD song of Juice WRLD dissing his girlfriend. And you want to sit there and call Drake corny for using an AI Tupac Snoop Dogg verse when you got niggas making fake AI Tupac albums with Snoop Dogg verses? Y'all stupid. Even got people doing SpongeBob songs.
Niggas say that shit go fire. That shit go hard.
It's funny how the most simple, stupid shit go hard. I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying. That ain't me. I'm just keeping it real. Like, y'all can't bitch about Drake and using AI and calling it corny when you have, when y'all been using AI verses and putting Drake's voice, Kanye's voice, any voice you can think of for a year. This goes back, you can take this better than fucking Six when this was using, like, let's say, a Tupac verse, right? Some unreleased Tupac song. Tupac's unreleased verses are always cut online. And songs that took the verse, put on the fucking beat, because taking verses from fucking tracks ain't new, and slapped it on a verse and said, yo, me and Tupac did this song. It's like a song, I probably heard a lot of Tupac verses, but it's a verse that probably somebody never heard. And they'll say, yeah, me and Tupac. That's bullshit. Like I said before, my nigga, don't be sitting there chitting on Drake for doing something that y'all been doing for years. Y'all been making fucking like Snoop Dogg albums, trying to recapture his doggy style days. He don't like how the fleas rapping now. Y'all been doing that to fucking Tupac. Y'all been at the fucking Drake trying to make songs that sound similar to Take Care. Then make an AI Tyler Creator verse. They're trying to recapture Yonkers or Wolf. And then you try to fucking add a Weeknd AI verse. Or dude, you know what I mean? You can't get mad at the estate of XXXTentacion or Juice WRLD, you know, making fake albums when it's okay for fans to make fake AI albums and you got fans thinking shit's fucking fire. You see what I'm saying? Like, that shit makes no goddamn sense. Was it crazy? Yeah. This fool even has Tupac rapping like Drake. That's why I find it funny, because like I told you, I remember I was on TikTok, someone said, artists have your own sound. The one thing you don't want people to do is say you sound like everybody else. People are so retarded, they'll think you sound like someone else even if you're not trying to. But they will encourage you to sound like somebody else. If you unironically sound like Smoke Dizza, they will tell you, yo, you should donate that Smoke Dizza lane. And I said this in the podcast before. These niggas don't want you. You an underground nobody. You know, I'm doing this shit way before what this shit is. These niggas will see you as a fucking nobody. Simply be, see you as a beginner, whatever, because they don't fucking know you. Yet, I picked the beats that fit my sound, even though it's cliche, boom, bappy shit. I flow out the pocket purposely, because Andre 3000 does it. And I'm trying to, you know, at least give me some unique shit. Yeah, keep the boom bappy sound, the jazzy shit, blah, blah. But at least let me keep the unique topics from 2018, 17, 19. At least let me keep that. I can't even do the flows, the crazy rap flows like I did in 2018, 19, 20. Because guess what? That shit ain't it, fam. So you're talking about how take risks. Take risks is such a fucking encouraged thing to do. Why don't we do it? People don't like it. Why don't we do it? Fans openly say Dorky ain't gonna lie. He'll tell you why he don't like when rappers do that. You know why? Because it's people want consistency. They don't mind hearing the same shit 100 fucking times. Why do you think Currency got a fan base? Currency has been making albums for decades, literally making the same fucking sound, and fans will eat that shit up. I'm one of them. Because I wouldn't picture Currency doing anything different than what he's doing now. But there are some artists that want to do some different shit, and fans be like, no, this is you. We're playing that fucking goddamn game. Then they gonna chew everything that's with you up. Don't complain about he's making the same shit. Don't come at me. Ask my fans why they want to keep making the same shit. They'll tell you why. Because it's consistent. It's fire. Y'all openly say it yourselves. Certain artists fit, you know, pick, like, fit on particular beats. But you got niggas, kids telling me, rap hyper pop, because it's the trendiest thing to do, and not even knowing how it would sound. Just the fact that you're doing it, that's the dumb thing about fans with this, you know, step out your box and take risk shit. It has to sound good. If I'm, it doesn't matter what beat you on, if I'm hopping on a fucking lo-fi beat, that is completely different from boom bappy jazzy shit. Now, it's in the same realm, but it's completely different fucking sound. And it's on top of the fact it's risky because I'm rapping over samples that are not, it needs to be clear, it's not clear. So that to people who are not used to hearing, you know, fuzzy, you know, Kate fuzzy, very raw, you know, samples, They're not going to like that. They're used to having it being so nice and professional, even with the vocals, nice and professional to the point where it draws them out. Know what I'm saying? So there it is. There's that. So I can't go back. So there's that. And that's risking itself. Even the chill vibey rap, the chill. So every rap style has pros and cons. Every single one. There is no perfect. So when I hear people say, he needs to rap with more energy, they mean yelling. So I do, like how I'm talking to you is how I'm rapping. Yeah, homie, I've been on my shit for days because it doesn't sound fake. Because once it sounds unauthentic to you, people can feel when something's unauthentic. Retards don't know that. They just want you to just have more energy for them and not see how unauthentic it is. Like that one bitch that when I made that song called Return of Chill Rap, and this bitch gave me an 8 and kept complaining about, oh, I'm not feeling what he's saying. There's no, like, y'all get so obsessed with high energy that y'all don't even see that the energy is supposed to fit the song. I'm not gonna hop on a fucking beat and yell and the beat be chill as fuck. Cause you're going to sit there. I've been told this. When I was rapping all crazy back in 2018, 19, I've been told this. Bro, you rap a little bit too intense on this chill beat. Now when I pick beats that are chill and fit the fucking vibe of the beat, that's what the fuck you're supposed to do. You guys niggas tell you to do the complete opposite. This is why we should not be taking criticisms. Because half these niggas sound stupid. It's either A, they want you to do something that you're not, do something that's completely different. B, they want you to do something that's left of what the fuck you're supposed to be doing on them, what you're not supposed to be doing it. It's all this bullshit. All they want you to, they don't know what the fuck. And then after you continue, then you keep listening to them, you will make music that you don't fucking like, but they'll enjoy. Now you feel like they're controlling your artistic expressions. So I'd rather, so you gotta choose. Do you rather want to please yourself with this fucking music shit? Cause they don't like it, cause they'll say, it's too self, it's like you're doing it for yourself. No shit. When we first started rapping, we didn't have fans. We didn't have nobody checking for us. We recorded for ourselves. Thought it was cool, uploaded on fucking SoundCloud, never thought we would fuck with it. Someone stumbled on our shit, became a fucking fan. It wasn't like we were scouting fans and asked them what kind of music you want to hear. Then we did it. We put out the music first. People started gravitating to it, and then they became fans, not the other way around. You dig? So people don't fucking see it like that. That's why this shit is so fucking stupid to me. You know what I mean? That's why I say what I say. Like, y'all care, these fools care more about how the fuck you look. I'm like, okay, right now, I'm growing my dreads back. So what does that mean? Am I going back to my old 2017, 18, 19 style? Maybe, maybe not. Because when I have my dreads, before I had, because the thing is, I have a baby now. If I had no baby, grew my dreads out. But guess what? That sounds not acceptable. Niggas don't like when you step outside your comfort zone. Let Dorky tell you. That's, no, I don't like when you make someone like anime girls. It's like someone, because they'll lie and say someone told you to make that song. And you can tell them, the reality is, I chose to make that song. They will argue with you and say, no, you, someone told you to do that. There is no way. No, nigga, I really did that because I fucking wanted to. And that was inspired because of an old conversation I had with my homeboy back in 1999. We were watching Toonami. We was watching Sensimuyo. We were watching Sailor Moon. My homie came out there and asked me on 420 of 1999, which Sailor Scout would you fuck? And he was high. I don't smoke weed. And we just had a whole conversation about that shit. Then we watched Sensimuyo. Seeing this one dude have all these girls on him, excluding Suzami, because he's a baby, she's like 5 years old. You got all these girls on you, you ain't fucking? And all that shit kind of like inspired me to make that song. These niggas don't care, because face me know everything about it. They know everything. So what, we're not allowed to have our takes? Yeah, but your takes comes off like you know the person personally. And we gotta fucking really, really, really get on that shit. You don't know this person is thinking of. You don't know shit about shit. You over here just assuming shit Like, you know what's going on. Like, I'm the wrestling of Stone of Dorky. Had the first hook already go. All I did was finish the second verse and sent that shit straight to that man. Someone act like they knew who I was, saying, he just released this shit today. How do you know that? And see, and y'all do that shit, y'all try to act like you know everything. Because you don't. And you're too lazy to look up the internet for it. It's weird. You look up shit online to shit on people, but not to do your research for stupid shit. And even there's sometimes, like they say how Sonic the Hedgehog is like the second video game movie to have a fucking trilogy, and people didn't even know what was the first video game was. I have to fucking Google to fucking tell you. It was fucking Resident fucking Evil. And motherfuckers, that's what it is.